Welcome to Showtime on this sports talk show. We're just going to jump right into it today with exciting news on this August 5th, 2022. Temperature 75 degrees outside, light rain today, but temperatures will be higher than 75 degrees. Temperatures will be 82 to 85 degrees later on today. But yesterday in Canton, Ohio was the first preseason football game of the year between the Las Vegas Raiders and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yes, everyone was excited about preseason football, and the Raiders came out on top 27-11. This taking a look at some of the stats. The Raiders on third down efficiency, they were 6 of 16. Jacksonville, they were 3 of 12. Total plays, the Raiders ran 70 plays to the Jacksonville's 59. Total yards, Raiders 321 to Jacksonville's 273 yards. Yards per play were equal, 4.6. Passing, on the other hand, Jacksonville led that 214 yards passing to the Raiders, 162. Rushing, the Raiders, they won that by 100 yards. They ran for a total of 159 yards. Jacksonville ran for 59. Penalties in the red zone, that's where the Raiders, they were 3 of 4 penalties, or 6 penalties for negative 46 yards. Jacksonville, they were had 6 penalties for negative 60 yards. Jacksonville also had a turnover, which was a fumble loss. Time of possession, the Raiders had took 34 minutes off the play clock to Jacksonville's 25. Yes, I'm excited about the football season because that means that, yes, my Colts are not only in the house, but the Colts are predicted to make a deep run in the playoffs and possibly a Super Bowl champion once again. The Colts, last time the Colts won, as you know, Peyton Manning was the quarterback here, and yes, the Sheriff was in town to beat the Bears in that Miami Storm, which we beat the Bears in that Super Bowl. You know, when football season comes, that means a lot of things are going to be going on, a lot of tailgating, a lot of parties. But please, fans, be safe, drive safe, and if you don't drink and drive, that is something that you don't do. Call an Uber. Do something that, you know, in regards to making it safe to your destination. It's all about safety, especially when it comes to this time of the NFL season. A lot of people want to party and do a lot of different things to that nature. So, yes, Showtime Arnett is back. And I just want to say I'm happy. I've been busy with a lot of things. My new agency is up for my sports marketing agency. So now running a sports marketing agency along with a media company. Yes, it's tiring, but this is the position I put myself in. And right now, I have more to talk about, but we're going to take our first break and we'll be back right after this. This is your man, Showtime Arnett, on the Showtime Arnett Sports Talk, the podcast. And we're back live at Showtime on that Sports Talk Show, the podcast. And if you haven't heard about what Pat McAfee and Peyton Manning are doing, these two guys are teaming up. They're in partnership with ESPN2 with Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions. Basically, they announced a partnership Thursday. Peyton and Eli were offered commentary for Monday night games on ESPN2 last season, but McAfee will be offered commentary on college football games, and this is something that both of these guys wanted, both former Colt players. And, you know, Pat McAfee has his own show, The Pat McAfee Show, if you haven't checked it out. And if you haven't heard some of the things that Pat McAfee does on his show or just speak about, you know, this guy is really amusing. He's just amazing. He's funny. And just the atmosphere and the energy that he brings is just – you know, it rubs off on the people that he talks to, and people like being around Pat McAfee. He still has a home here in Indianapolis on the north side. And it's just always a good time when you're riding around, you know, in neighborhoods or certain areas, and you see players like Pat McAfee, former co-players that kind of come back to the city to give back. We're excited that Indiana High School football is back. I'm so excited. There are going to be some scrimmages today. There are going to be some games starting next week. Everyone is going to be impacted because football is back everywhere. And so Friday nights and Saturday nights will not be the same from here on out until February. And I know that gives a lot of people a lot of enthusiasm to look forward to when they're sitting at home or even traveling to their favorite game or visitor's place they would like to watch a football game. And not only that, but also you have little league football going on, you have middle school football going on, and this is what all of the kids work for during the summertime, working hard, lifting weights, doing everything they can to dedicate themselves to a healthy season. And a healthy season means doing it when no one else is looking, taking that time to put that on your shoulders and not no one else's, to do the things, the legitimate things that you have to do to put yourself in position to be the athlete that you want to be. The only reason why I know, because yes, my father was that athlete. And so he passed down great traits onto me that in order to be the athlete that you are and to get the awards that you receive, you have to put in the work. Work does not come easy. Easy is not work. Work is hard. Make the work do. Do injustice what you can do to put yourself in a position. Yes, I know that was a tongue twister, but I'm here to say that Showtime Arnett is the one who put himself in that position. And I just want to thank my father and also, you know, the man upstairs for just giving me the opportunity to showcase my skills and all sorts of things. High school football, like I said, is just so fun. I'm going to be attending a lot of games this year, especially, you know, my home team, the North Central Panthers. That's a must that I always cover, the North Central Panthers. Also, I'm going to be covering some other teams like Cathedral, Lawrence North, Lawrence Central, Pike, Ben Davis, Warren Central, Center Grove, just to name a few. And once basketball season comes, yes, I will be in full sports marketing agent mode. We'll be back right after this. This is your man, Showtime Arnett, on the podcast. And welcome back to Showtime Arnett Sports Talk Show. Yes, we're still talking about football, but this time we're talking about some special people that made a special team. Grind Hard Performance. They have selected, it's called Team Grindhard. And basically, these guys are going to be representing Team Grindhard in a football game that's going to be played October the 15th, 2022 in Cincinnati, Ohio. Grindhard Sports Network is going to be covering. And some of the players that are going to be chosen, we are locked in. Mr. Christian Paul, he's one of the guys that's going to be in attendance. Also in attendance is going to be the Ben Davis standout and product. Yes, Keith Suggs, Trap House, Clamp Nation. He's another person selected. Also selected is Mr. Deshaun Luckett, Warren Central's defensive lineman, also Tech product. He will be in attendance. And another person who you guys cannot forget is Damon Willis. Yes, he's also been selected to play for Team Grindhard. We want to give these guys a shout out for them making this team. We want to congratulate them as well. And also highlight Williams. What is a team without a highlight reel to make? And so far, those are the names that I received. And we want to wish these guys the best wishes to come back with no injuries, play safe. And you guys, hey, you deserve it. You guys played hard. Different players were selected based upon their play style and what they bring to the team. So we want to congratulate all the guys that were selected for this game. Remember, October the 15th, 2022 is going to be in Cincinnati, Ohio versus Team Impressive. But the Grind Hard Sports Network will be covering everything. You can get all the highlights and updates with them. We're just happy that LB Smith is also selected to be in attendance. Another player chosen. So, you know, this is what players work hard for, and this is what they dream about, putting themselves in position, like I said, to showcase their skills. And I'm just totally happy with that. And I'm just going to go a cappella for a moment. I just want to stop the music because I just really want to, you know, give these guys, you know, their just due. Because here's the thing. These guys are playing no insurance coverage. They're not getting a paycheck. But these guys every week go out on the line and play a sport that's violent, that can cause severe injury. And that's just something that, you know, if you haven't really, really paid attention to it, that's something that really you have to look at, because that's something that, you know, as an athlete, you know, you go through those things and those types of injuries. No matter, you know, what it is, you're going to sustain an injury when you play football. That's just not, you know, no football player will not be playing, you know, and doesn't have an injury. That's just uncommon. So, you know, when you work out, put yourself in position, you are, you know, just putting yourself in position to win. And I think that's just really the ultimate goal, is putting yourself in position to win. So when you put yourself in position to win, it makes things better, not only for yourself, but for the people around you, because your energy rubs off and the winning rubs off on the people around you. And that's just something that, you know, I noticed, because I've been on some winning teams and I've been on some losing teams. So, you know, you have to take the good with the bad. You know, that's just how it is. You know, anytime you play sports, someone has to win and someone has to lose. And that's how you rebuild your focus, you resharpen your tools, and you resharpen your game to where you can be able to bounce back and either sustain the victory, or you should be able to, you know, to be able to learn from the loss to see what you can do better to put yourself in a position to win. And that's what it's about. Always putting yourself in position to win. And just like, you know, with my marketing company, I'm just happy that I finally launched my marketing company, and I'll get into that later. So just want to give props to the guys for making the team. And with that, you guys have been great. Thank you for listening to Showtime Arnett Sports Talk Show, the podcast. And I want to thank, you know what, this is one thing that you guys, just being in this position, you could do the things that you would like to do. And right now, I want to thank not only the people that listen to my show, but I want to thank the countries that tune in to listen to Showtime Arnett Sports Talk Show, the podcast. We want to say thank you, Germany. You know, you guys always listen every week. We want to give you guys a shout out. Pakistan, thank you for all of the, just, you know, the support, the graciousness. Canada, thank you. Morocco, you guys are always giving us good support as well. Romania, thank you. Nigeria, thank you as well. United Kingdom, the Philippines, India, Australia, Mexico, New Zealand, Norway, Netherlands, Ireland, Lebanon, Bahamas, Chile, Spain, Dominican Republic, and Taiwan. We want to thank all of those 21 countries for listening to Showtime Arnett Sports Talk Show, the podcast. Thank you guys, and see you
Thank you for listening to Showtime Arnett Sports Talk Show, the podcast. You can check it out on anchor.fm, Spotify, breaker.audio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, and Radio Public. Thank you once again for listening to Showtime Arnett Sports Talk Show, the podcast.